but, you know, there's really not much else. As a result, most of my colleagues who are astronomers spent, you know, at least part of their youth looking up at the sky in their backyard, and I never really had that experience, and as a result, I'm really disappointing on camping trips. I don't really know many constellations. The ones I do know, you probably know them too. But, you know, I'll never forget that experience of the first time that I saw the dark night sky. And I was just flabbergasted at how many stars there were. And I felt tiny. And then I also felt like, where has this been hiding this whole time? Who has been hiding the sky from me? And of course, the answer is obvious if you think about it, or if you look at this picture where on the left you're seeing the same neighborhood taken during a blackout versus on an ordinary night. You can't see the stars if you drown them out with light. Take a look at our planet. This is our planet from space. Unlike stars, which are really pretty hot and glow in visible light so we can see them, our planet is, astronomically speaking anyway, pretty cold. So it doesn't really glow. When you see the planet looking like a sort of blue-green marble the way it does in this picture, you're seeing it because the sunlight is reflecting off of it. And that's why you can see the oceans, the clouds, the land. So if the sun wasn't shining on it, we wouldn't be able to see the Earth, right? Or would we?